Hello, everybody, and I would like to welcome you to a very special Established Facts. We are at the very beginning of the Video Game Madness 2012.
Oh, no, we're not doing the echo with you this time?
Well, if you're going to do it, I'm doing the 2012, and you're doing the 2012. Someone is going to say, oh, 12. It's not, you know,
I mean, but we were able to... Okay, whatever. We'll just let you host, aren't I?
Will it make you feel better if we go back and do it?
No, I mean, it's cool.
Okay. Anyway,
jerk.
We are right in the middle of this amazing bracket that we have laid out of you for you guys of classic and some more recent video game stars, and we're here to break down the news of what has taken place over the past week. Donald, I see some despair dripping off of your face. You have some thoughts?
Yes. Yeah. I think there was some definite, devastating Cinderella story upsets in this first round. And I think this is one we're going to talk about.
But we'll get there.
In a little bit. Yeah.
So,
do you feel interrupted right now?
What?
This is going to be a very interesting time in the Established Facts. We're going to come to you bi-weekly, which is a little different with our
recording setup. We always release bi-weekly.
I'm
okay.
You got to let me get there, man.
Yeah, okay.
Do you feel interrupted right now?
I do. I don't even know why we pay this guy.
We pay him?
Indeed. So anyway, We are recording a little more frequently so we can get your live feed coming in of what you're voting for so way we can update how this bracket is actually going to mold and change as we move through this time of the season here. Much like every other person who participates in the NCAA bracket, I, for one, my bracket is already shot. So, and this has just been round one. So that's just all I'm going to say. Is my bracket is in the trash, and now I'm just going to be your host and reporter. Now, why are you laughing at me?
You're going to be our Gumball. I don't remember which one it is.
Brian.
Is it Brian? I know there's another one.
Gumball.
Whatever. Okay. You're going to be our Gumball, the one who really doesn't
Shows
take
just
a side.
How little he watches
Bubble Gumball.
Right. I'm going to let Bubble the guys, Gumball. And by Bubble I Gumball. Say guys, we only have four with us this evening. I'm going to let them report in. From the field, and let us know who's all here.
Well, this is Josh, and if we're in the field, I guess that means I'm standing in the middle of a bad and broken arena.
This is Anton, and I guess that would make me most of it gone, but not all of it.
This is Don, and I can honestly say that my materia has been devastated.
Oh. And as always, I am your host. I'm Mike. I'm in the broadcast booth wrangling in all of these gentlemen as they're going to report to you exactly what has happened in round one of Video Game Madness 2012.
12.
So, in round one, we pitted Mario and Miss Pac-Man. Now, this was a very interesting matchup from the outside. However, you decided it wasn't so interesting. It looks like our winner between Mario and Miss Pac-Man is... So, Josh, it sounds like you have some reporting to do. Live from Mushroom Kingdom, we have Josh Dimmery reporting in.
It turns out that we had a major home field advantage going here for Mario as Miss Pac-Man stepped into a tortoiseshell fight that she could not win. As many times as she tried to eat all of those little tortoiseshells, in the end it was the fireball that took her out and scorched that little bow of hers.
That's rough. I don't think I could picture Miss Pac-Man without the bow. But you're saying that Mario sounded like single-handedly handed it to Miss Pac-Man.
It seems that based off our viewers or listeners, yeah, listeners is the correct term, seem to think that from a vote of 17-1, Mario has handed Ms. Pac-Man her bow and sent her packing.
Oh.
Wow.
So long, Ms. Pac-Man. We'll see you next year. So we're moving down the bracket. That moves us into more realms of sneaky combat and frozen solid. I'm going to zoom into Mr. Martyr. He's going to let us know as to what exactly took place between our matchup between Solid Snake and Sub-Zero. So, Donald, tell me the chilling details of what took place.
Well, reporting to you from the Outer Realms, there is tons of talk about the upset for Sub-Zero over Solid Snake. It seems that Solid Snake just could not find a tactical advantage in order to beat out the cold-hearted, chilling fact that Sub-Zero is a superior character. So honestly, I definitely look forward to the matchup between Mario and Sub-Zero because that's what's coming.
So your votes rang in. Sub-Zero scored 12 votes with Solid Snake sneaking in only 7. Solid Snake, we'll see you next year. So that moves us down to the bottom of the bracket on the left side with Link and Marcus Fenix. And the winner between Link and Marcus Fenix is... That's right. Toting his Southpaw sword and shield, Link has defeated Marcus Fenix. Reporting from Hyrule, I brought the man his victory ocarina so he could travel through time and make many more video games. Link has defeated Marcus Fenix. Soundly, you have voted 13 votes versus Marcus Fenix's 5. Link has just, like, ferried him into existence. And Marcus Fenix, man, after my own heart, I bid you farewell.
Michael, if I heard correctly, was there something about a Triforce that was used to manage to take out this battle?
You know, Josh, there were some crazy things that happened. I swear I saw Link with his sword literally shooting swords from his sword. I don't know if you've experienced this, but it was crazy. There were explosions and gunfire and shields and fairies everywhere. But it was just like Marcus Fenix just couldn't find somewhere to hide and throw a grenade because Link was everywhere. That Triforce was in full effect.
That's crazy.
It was absurd. Now comes to the bottom of the left bracket. We are on what I and Donald share to be the single-handed, most
biggest
controversial
upset. Yeah.
Bout between Cloud Strife and Simon Belmont. And I, as your host, am going to report that the winner between Cloud Strife and Simon Belmont is... our local vampire hunter, Simon Belmont. We are going live to Transylvania, where the carnage is still everywhere. Tony, tell me what took place between Cloud Strife and Simon Belmont.
Well, Michael, it's really a lot of carnage here.
I could imagine.
There, it was a very, very close match. A lot of Mysteria flying, a lot of whips and chains. But coming out on top was the Whipmaster, Simon Belmont. Cloud put up a good fight, and there was a lot of heated discussions all the way to the very end.
Tony, if you don't mind me asking, what in the world is Mysteria?
I have no idea.
So what you're saying is that Materia became too mysterious.
Pretty much.
Kay. No wonder he lost.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't even remember that he had Materia because it was mysterious, therefore.
Whatever. So how close was the vote there?
Yeah, Simon came in at 10 to Cloud's 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was one vote difference from a tie. That was the most sought after and focused on battle. And I have to say, I am a huge fan of Cloud Strife. But you guys did your job, and you voted like you were supposed to. And there it is. I wanted Cloud to win. That's why I said my bracket was destroyed. But as staying true to the gaming madness here, Simon Belmont has pulled off a huge upset.
I just want to make one note. This is the only battle that had 19 votes.
That is true.
That's not true. No. Solid Snake and Sub-Zero had 19 also. But it's those are the only two.
Oh.
Right. We're closing that chapter. Cloud, we'll see you again, sir. And we're moving on to the east coast of the bracket, where we had Mega Man and Q-Bert.
Bloop, bloop.
And the winner is... Josh, do I hear correctly that you are standing on a pyramid that has been constructed outside of Light Laboratories?
What is left of one, yes.
Oh, man. Josh, tell me what happened. I mean, obviously, Mega Man had some crazy influences going on over Q-Bert. Just tell me what took place.
Well, Mega Man, being the good guy that he is, gave Q-Bert an amount of advantage by giving him his own collective version of the pyramid. But in the process of, as Derek said last time, attempting to annoy Mega Man just started firing and eventually destroyed more than half of the pyramid. And then finally, with one fatal shot, took out Q-Bert and sent him off the edge, which is where Derek thought Mega Man was going to jump.
Oh, that's horrible. So tell me, can you see your house from there?
Well, down here in the South American rainforest, it's a little difficult.
Oh. Are they paying you hazard pay at least?
The weather's beautiful.
So no.
But right. With a vote of 15 to 3, not nearly as bad as Mario's beating of Ms. Pac-Man, Mega Man has handed Q-Bert his last colored square.
Which, by the way, I'm curious. How was the pipe slide from Mushroom Kingdom to Light Laboratories?
It was probably the most exhilarating experience I have had outside of getting married.
Nice save.
That's awesome. We're moving down the east bracket here. And we have... Whoo, buddy. This matchup, I'm telling you, you people were interested in both parties to the T. This matchup faced Ryu and Samus. So the winner between Ryu and Samus is... But wait, there's more. Donald, tell me exactly what happened between Ryu and Samus.
Well, I will say in this highly exhilarating match, both competitors came with nothing to lose, left it out on the field, and from the votes on both sides, the game actually came up to a 9-9 split, and it had to be decided by your awesome panel of established facts, personalities, by the established ritual of the coin flip.
So tell me exactly how that went down.
Well, what we did was, because we were all split on who we thought should win and who we thought should lose, and both competitors, I can't not say that these guys just left it all out. I mean, they just went balls to the wall, and I mean, to be honest, you know, basically what we did was we all just took a coin and we said, you know, heads is going to be for Ryu and tails is going to be for Samus, and whatever happens, happens, and let the fates decide. And the fates chose Ryu for this win. I will say, I can't say I was surprised, because I voted towards Ryu. However, you know, Samus is definitely a fierce competitor, and we wish her the best of luck for next year. I think that the matchup coming up in the next round with Ryu is going to be a very fierce competition again. Ryu is going to be facing head-to-head with another arm cannon. This one a little bit more versatile than the last, so he's really going to have to bring his game, and hopefully his fans will vote as strongly in the next round as they did in the first.
That's awesome.
I would like to add one bit here, because I know there are a few people out there that listen that are like me, that have the whole, oh, we got to analyze this, that, and the other. There are four of us here. It ended up being 3 heads to 1 tail. If we'd have gone 2-2, we would have placed a phone call to one of our other podcasters and made them flip a coin. Was once that we wanted to let you know that once
that's
we reached three, we were
we tried to keep
majority.
It as fair as possible, because we really appreciate both of these characters. So
absolutely. So Samus, we'll see you next year. We're continuing down our trek down the East bracket, which leads me to report to you the winner between Master Chief and Lara Croft. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner between your Super Soldier Spartan and your cave-delving hot chick with guns is... I'm reporting to you live from the Halo that Master Chief has defeated Lara Croft in the first round of our bracket. Guys, I can't even describe what is taking place here. There is obvious a strong fan base of Covenant that was totally rooting for Lara Croft. The Flood were everywhere, but Master Chief with sticky grenades, invisibility, and his arsenal that was, you know, there to him, just literally just wiped the floor with Miss Lara Croft. I do have to say that she did put up a very good effort at, you know, searching for hidden objects. She was more interested in the ruins that was going on in this Halo world than trying to beat Master Chief, obviously. The votes rang in very heavy-handed. Master Chief at 13 votes and Lara Croft with 5. It was crazy. There were landing ships and all kinds of stuff out here.
Michael, if I heard and saw correctly, up until probably the last couple of days, we had a very close vote going. It was like 8-5 up until a final surge there. How could you explain Master Chief's final surge towards the end?
Well, I think Lara Croft has just ran out of ammunition. She's just not familiar with Covenant weaponry or Flood weaponry or anything of that nature. She's just unable to use the stuff that's laying around. Master Chief just picks that stuff up and makes soft work of her. Plus, after she had pretty much dispensed all of her ammo, his shields recharged, and she pretty much couldn't touch him.
Yeah, I heard there was a controversial play, something having to do with a mongoose or a warthog, but after the judges took heed of it, you know, they found that it was a legal move. And you know.
Yeah, it was very exhilarating. Master Chief had a pelican drop a warthog and was standing on the warthog with a chain gun trying to mow down Laura Croft as she was searching for the hidden skull that you experience when you play Halo. And it was quite exhilarating. Bolts flying everywhere and shrapnel and all kinds of craziness. And, you know.
Maybe next year she could travel through time and kill him in his sleep.
I think next time, Miss Croft is going to have to face one of your good friends that, you know. Ugh. I think that would be the most amazing matchup. Speaking of, we're moving straight down the East bracket to the matchup between our blue hedgehog, Sonic, versus the I Want to Be Laura Croft, Nathan Drake.
Thanks.
And the winner, obviously, is
Sega!
We are going to shoot over to Green Hill Zone, but I have some noise in my headset. Josh, are you crying?
No, I just got something in my eye.
Oh, I don't think so. You might want to step into Light Labs and get yourself checked out. Tony, tell us what happened.
Hello, well, first off, we had Sonic and Nathan Drake. Little blue guy, he just sped right on past Nathan Drake, who was trying to hop and jump and climb and get through all the puzzles and just couldn't keep up with Sonic. Sonic just blasted his way through all of it.
Tony, am I right that the evil doctor was seen funneling weapons to Nathan Drake, trying to thwart Sonic's plan?
It doesn't matter how much ammunition Nathan Drake had, how much weapons Nathan Drake had. He just couldn't keep up with the little blue guy.
Hold on a second. Josh, are you crying again?
No.
Have you even been in and seen the doctor?
Dr. Robotnik?
No. What is wrong with you? Tony, finish your recap. We'll silence Josh.
Yep. It turned out that Sonic just sped on right past Nathan Drake and just kept on going.
How did the votes match up?
Well, it was a double nothing. Sonic had 12 to Nathan Drake 6.
Nathan Drake, we'll see you next year. That concludes our first round of Video Game Madness 2012. And like I said, my bracket's shot, and I'm pretty sure most of the guys' brackets around here at the Established Facts are pretty much in the trash can. We are going to walk back into which would be your, what, Elite Eight? It would be our Elite Eight, and we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of the matchups coming up. Up first in the West bracket, we have
Mario versus Sub-Zero.
Ooh, man.
My goodness, this is going to be an interesting thing, almost fire versus ice. Because I don't see much of anything else Mario would bring to this battle, because I just don't see how he could defeat him. Yes, the Tanuki suit would work out here, because he turned to stone, and if he freezes, he would break the stone, break the ice, and go to town. But yeah, you got an interesting issue here. This is great. You got an interesting battle coming up here. You have the classic Mario, everything from his 8-bit original to his new 3D that is running on the 3DS and the Wii, versus Sub-Zero, who again came from your Sega platform. Actually, I think it was Super Nintendo where he was first introduced. Am I correct?
I think you're right.
All the way up through his current rendition now. This is going to be a battle for the ages, but it comes down to, which way do you choose? Do you choose on prowess, or do you choose on longevity? Me personally, I'm putting my vote in towards Sub-Zero here. And I know I'm going for the underdog on that one, but if I were to pit these two up against each other, I believe Sub-Zero is just a little bit faster than Mario. But in terms of ability here, that fireball against that ice is going to be tough, but I think it's going to come down to a speed factor.
Awesome. We're moving down your west bracket. That puts us in the land of Link versus Simon Belmont, Donald. What do we think, man?
Well, I'll be completely honest. This is definitely a unique matchup for these two. You've got two guys who personally I felt were a little bit lucky with their result in the first round. Not necessarily because they didn't deserve it, but I felt like they were a tad limited compared to their opponents, but they were able to pull it out, whether it be because of, you know, just their favoritism among the crowd or what have you. This is definitely, I think this is going to be a closer matchup to like what Ryu and Samus was in the first round. I think this is going to be a very close match. Really, I think keys for success. Link has got the Triforce, which is a huge advantage for him. You know, he is a weapon-toting kind of guy. But Simon Belmont, again, his experience with combat and the fact that he's a little bit longer ranged of a fighter with his whip mastery, you know, he may have a little bit of an advantage compared to Link's personal one-on-one melee style. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. This is going to be a very, very good match. I don't think I can actually predict a winner. I think I'm just going to have to see how this unfolds.
Well, let me ask you this. If you don't feel quite as comfortable predicting a winner, let's assume that Josh is correct and Sub-Zero beats Mario.
Yeah.
Who would you like to see face Sub-Zero?
I think it would probably be a little bit better of a matchup for Link and Sub-Zero to go head-to-head because Link has the Ocarina of Time, so he can always use that to his advantage. He has the Triforce. He has the ability to have a fairy minion. He's got a lot going for him. I think Simon Belmont against Sub-Zero is going to be a one-sided battle. Of course, I thought that way with Cloud, but I was wrong. So I think Sub-Zero is just... against Simon Belmont, I think Sub-Zero is just going to have his number because he has too much in his combat arsenal as a Cryomancer to really be able to exploit a lot of Simon Belmont's weaknesses. There's nothing that his whip is going to do. There's nothing that his magic is going to do or his special weapons to stop Sub-Zero from getting in close and just tearing him up.
Awesome. Yeah, Josh.
Two things I want to add. Number one, Tony has corrected me. Sub-Zero first debuted in 1992 on Midway, by Midway, the company that is the owner of Mortal Kombat, on the arcade systems that people would see. So
right.
I'm glad that I was corrected and glad to know that. It is a longevity thing. Mario still has him a couple of years. So I'm also going to go ahead and add in here, just even for utmost knowledge, currently Link is now a bow fighter as well.
Oh, that's true.
With
he was in Ocarina of Time, now that I think about it, against Ganondorf at the end, yeah.
So, with adding that information in there...
and he can fish. I don't really know if that's an advantage. But
and he's a pretty good horse rider.
That's right. You know, and now that I think about it, he does have a huge advantage with being able to shift into a wolf and going into, like, a dream realm. I didn't play that one. I think that's Twilight Princess. I didn't play that one, but I heard good things. So.
And I'm going to go ahead and speak up for my wife right now since she's not here, that she is a pro-Link person. Mm-hmm. She's been pro-Link the whole time.
Yeah.
But in conversations I've had with her and some other folks, I am still pushing for Sub-Zero, and I can see where Link would be the better battle, and I'm pushing for Simon Belmont. But she's convinced it's going to be Mario and Link in our Final Four.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, man, if that's what it is, we're going to see, for us being from Indianapolis, if it's Mario and Link, we're looking at a Colts versus New England Patriots style Final Four there.
I agree.
Those
I think
are two
it's
of the tops in video game history. But I'm voting for the upset. Voting for Cinderella here, baby. So.
Awesome. So we're shifting over into the East bracket. And that leads us with the arm cannon of Mega Man versus the Hadouken of Ryu.
Oh, so you're going to give me this one. All right, then.
Of course he is.
Don't make him think we're not organized.
Nope, not at all. I wasn't prepared for that.
Would you like me to take it back? I could do that.
I can do it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mega Man, he's got you said he's got the arm cannon, plus he's got the multifaceted styles. He can do fire, he can do... he's just got ice, he's got 11 styles, 12 styles over the years. versus Ryu, Ryu is a formidable fighter. But I just seeing it being one-sided against him.
So you're predicting Mega Man to clean the floor with Ryu. That would be most interesting as we move down into the bottom of the West bracket, or the East bracket, I'm sorry, the bottom of the East bracket, where we have Master Chief versus Sonic. This is a very interesting matchup. There's some things that I take into account that I know a lot of other people might overlook. The fact that Mr. the Hedgehog has the ability to pretty much be invulnerable as long as he has rings. And I will have to say, being that Master Chief is seated higher, the battle will take place on the Halo, which ironically enough...
Sonic is seated higher.
Sonic is
He's
two.
The higher seat.
Sonic is two.
Donald's microphone was in the way.
Okay, fair
I didn't
enough.
See it. So, never mind. With... It was gonna be way better if Master Chief.
Hey, because could you imagine Sonic just
no
around the
because,
Halo?
Because they would have been fighting on the Halo, which ironically enough would have been a giant ring.
Hey, I could see that, but Sonic may defer. I don't know.
And here we
I
go.
Mean, that,
so,
you know what? On Monday, before this, I'm gonna go ahead and put that up. Where would people prefer to see Sonic face Master Chief? At his home court or on the Halo ring? I'm gonna put that up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can decide where Sonic faces Master Chief. Vote now. Here we go. If Master Chief is fighting Sonic in the Green Hill Zone, I think Master Chief has a slight advantage. Because if you remember when you play a Sonic the Hedgehog game, you cannot advance the screen unless all of your party members are moving together to advance the screen. If Master Chief stands his ground, he can keep Sonic from grabbing rings.
That's true.
If Sonic fights Master Chief in the Halo, however, rings not so present, he has unlimited 3D movement with Master Chief. So, with that being said, I think... based solely upon where they're fighting will dictate who wins. I believe that Master Chief will have the edge over Sonic overall, and I'm predicting him to win, to have the Master of the Arm Cannon and the Super Soldier Spartan in our final four. But like I said, it's very interesting when you think about where these battles are going to take place. Because like I said, if you fight in Sonic's realm, you just can't advance that screen, or you just can't advance out of the arena until all of your group moves together.
I tell you what's also interesting is that there, looking at the remaining eight, Master Chief is the only one to start his career in a 3D realm. Everyone else has the 2D advantage in terms of starting 2D and transitioning to 3D.
That's true.
I find that interesting.
Master Chief also had, in his previous matchup, the third highest votes of all of the other characters.
He
Mario
was tied with
and
Link.
Mario and Mega Man. Okay, well, I'm not counting Link. But his matchup had the third highest. So
yeah, I find that interesting.
I also find it very interesting as we have weeded down the bracket to the Elite Eight that we are going to report that there is one Sega Genesis character left alive. There is one Microsoft character left alive in
one
the Xbox.
One arcade, technically.
One arcade.
And the rest are
Nintendo. And the rest are Nintendo.
Yep.
So, it looks to us that you guys are voting on longevity. As far as having all of your favorite NES guys cranking out in our bracket here. So with that being said, are we looking at possibly an NES matchup for the championship? Because
if Mega Man goes all the way,
it would be. On that side, it would have to be Mega Man because.
Yeah.
If he gets down there and fights Master Chief, he'd have to beat Master Chief in order to be in the championship. On the other side, any one of them except for Sub-Zero can make it, and you have an NES guy.
It'd be interesting to see the classic 1990s matchup of the Nintendo versus the Sega Genesis characters,
that would
too.
Be, that would be neat.
That'd be cool.
Well, then, here's what I'll propose. I know it's early. It's, you know, we're 4 weeks out from the finals. But, you know, we're at that. We're making our predictions and so forth. I think now's a good enough time as any. Let's make our 4 week out prediction, and we'll do the same thing when we and do it in 2 weeks.
Who's the final
who
two?
We think are going to be in the finals?
The two teams in the finals.
The two guys in the finals.
Well, that seems okay, Josh.
Actually, you know, I have an inner desire to see Simon Belmont versus Ryu, only because I love the idea of the Cinderella matchup. Do I truly believe that's going to happen? No, honestly, if I were to look at it from a so far, what our voting analysis is, and just kind of going through things, I think we're going to see Mario versus Sonic.
So, as a pro analyst, you're analyzing this bracket to say Mario and
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think we're going to see Mario
Classic
versus
Nintendo
Sonic.
Classic Nintendo versus Sega.
And just analyze, you know, looking at it from a data analyst standpoint, I think we're going to see Mario versus Sonic. But I would love to see Simon Belmont versus Ryu. Now, I'm going to say that because I voted for Cloud, but the fact that Simon came out on top, I want to see him go further. It's just like every time we've seen Butler
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga for some reason, who always can make it through the first couple rounds. You know, it's when you're following the March Madness, you love the Cinderella stories.
Yeah.
And I think I love grabbing onto those, but you know, analyzing, it's a complete opposite right now. But how many times has the analyst been proven wrong? So
all the time,
every
so
day.
So that would be where I put my vote in.
Tony?
I'm not going to make a twin vote like Josh did. I'm just going to say Simon and Master Chief.
Donald?
I think if I'm going to make a prediction based on the current bracket that we have, the way that the votes have been going, and what I think would be a very unique final, it would be original old school versus new school, and it would be Mario versus Master Chief.
Oh, man.
I think that matchup would be awesome.
Incredible.
Not to take anything away from Mega Man, but I feel like when Mega Man and Master Chief are face-to-face, if it gets there, if it gets to that round and it's Mega Man versus Master Chief, I think Master Chief has just got a few more advantages in combat than Mega Man does. That's just how I see it, and I think that Master Chief is going to make it to the finals and go face to face with our spaghetti eaten Italian raccoon tail.
A Mario.
Yeah, a Mario. Old school versus new school.
That would be very interesting. On the complete opposite end of the realm, I would absolutely love to see our arcade original Sub-Zero versus Sonic the Hedgehog. I want to see if Sub-Zero can catch him to freeze him.
Could be interesting.
I think that would be my prediction. That's saying an awful lot. That's saying that Sonic's got to beat Master Chief, and that's saying that Sub-Zero's more than likely got to beat either Link or Simon Belmont. Sub-Zero's got to beat.
He's got to get through Mario first.
It's a lot like Josh. It's that kind of Cinderella story. You wouldn't expect Sub-Zero to be able to march his way down there, but
the fact that Sub-Zero beat Solid Snake, even to this, I mean, because I was a fan of Snake, and I tell you what, my brother-in-law's, the Kellys, that many people that saw him up there, and I tell you what, I want to personally thank every fan that was involved in any discussion, anything that's going on. We want to keep that going, keep getting people involved, get on our Facebook group, request to join, we'll get you in there as fast as we can. I mean, we have work, job, you know, lives and everything.
I think most of us who are on the panel, though, get at least check our Facebook stuff once a day.
Yeah.
So if you're in there and you haven't gotten your request confirmed yet, it's probably coming. So please be patient with us. So
again, just keep this stuff going because, man, there were some serious discussions on Solid Snake and Sub-Zero. Cloud, Simon Belmont, and Ryu and Samus were probably the three big ones. And it was just back and forth stuff going on. And I tell you, that Sub-Zero defeat was probably the one that was the most shocking for me. So I don't anybody want to put in what their most shocking other than Cloud.
I don't think you
Cloud.
Had to ask us.
I understand that Cloud was the big
Michael
one.
And I
somewhere
are,
else.
Michael and I are going to be forming a union called the PCU, and that's the Pro Cloud Union. I think we're gonna try and get him in there next year and pump him up.
I firmly believe that Cloud was just kind of dealt a dirty hand at the very beginning, and
owned.
He did not get owned. It was 9-10.
Lost by one vote.
Yeah, I don't care.
Mario and Miss Pac-Man. That was ownage.
Miss Pac-Man should be serving food at the finals.
Oh my gosh. She should be the halftime show with Q-Bert.
Listen, we're not as, you know, safe on the mic as the CBS folks are, okay? Again, we love CBS. Please don't sue us. We're just going to go ahead and explain
everybody.
That now. But in the end, I understand what you guys... I voted for Cloud, and I'm admitting defeat. My wife voted for Simon Belmont. We
so
had an argument. And, you know, in the end, it was the Cinderella story. And I know next year I think there's going to be – I totally see Mike and Don creating a Facebook page of their own. Vote Cloud for first round.
So, yeah.
Just to get their own set of votes over there. But it shows how important it is that you get in and you vote. So does anybody else have another upset other than Cloud?
Well, and not to – and just very briefly, I promise, not to take anything away from Simon Belmont's victory. I think that what I really enjoyed about our first round was, just like you said, Josh, the participation that we had. We probably had a total of about 18 to 19 people voting, and I think there were even more comments on our Facebook group, The Established Facts on Facebook. Check us out. Tell your friends. But I loved the conversation. I loved the interaction. And even if it wasn't necessarily as controversial as, like, Cloud and Simon, or as face to face as Ryu versus Samus, I think that there was a ton of really good talk, a ton of really good recommendations. I can't honestly. I know this is not over, and I'm glad that we're still doing it, but I can't wait until the next time we do it. I think we're going to probably make it even bigger and better, and see where it takes us. But I would say if I had to name my biggest upset, I know that she was seated eighth. But I figured Miss Pac-Man was going to have at least a little bit stronger of a fight, and she died so horribly. Thank you to, I believe, Derek yeah, was the only one who voted for Miss Pac-Man.
Our host.
Yeah, shout out to Derek. Thanks for supporting Miss Pac-Man. Without you, she would have
not had her.
She'd have gotten skunked.
She probably just wouldn't have even showed up.
That's right. She, oh, poor girl. We'll see what happens, though.
Yeah. And let me throw this out as we are wrapping up here. As you go onto our Facebook page and as you're voting and things like that, you absolutely can go on there and just vote for who you like and who you think is going to win. Or, you know, if you're just a big fan of, you know, Simon Belmont, you just think that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, you absolutely can go and just vote on that. But you also can absolutely ask us to convince you as to who do you think is going to win. And I think that took place during the Cloud and Simon Belmont rivalry there. And I think it was really interesting to watch as people were trying to explain their stances on why Cloud was better or why Simon was better or why this was good and why that was good. And it really just opened my eyes to a different dynamic of their battle, which is why when I was talking about Master Chief and Sonic, I started talking about where in the world they're going to fight, because that makes a difference. And I think originally when we moved down there, when we started this, we were just, hey, they're going to be in a dark alley somewhere where it really doesn't matter and yada, yada, yada.
Just a generic Matrix-y fighting arena.
Absolutely. And like I said, if
no
you
buildings to flat
that's
floor.
Right, just flat white everywhere.
If you want us to convince you, by all means, ask me and I'll convince you. That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
So, I'd like to thank you for joining us in the first round of March Madness. Not only March Madness, video game madness,
2012. Goodness gracious.
Did you like that?
It's always you.
2012 last time.
It's always you.
Whatever.
And all I have to say, if there's one fact that I'm going to establish today, it's this.
We just want to notify the NCAA and Final Fantasy VII that we have absolutely no qualms with you whatsoever. We love you.
We love everybody. Don't sue us.
I love you, Cloud.
Blech.